And now back again to Jimmy Allen and his flying adventures. Jimmy is delighted that his chum, the great airline and combat pilot Speed Robertson, is now teaching him to fly. And there is no doubt but what the lad's flying has improved under the expert tutelage of the experienced veteran. Speed's motive, however, was more than just an interest in his young friend's flying. He is sure that another attempt will be made on Jimmy's life because the young student has shown too great a curiosity in Major Moto, the mysterious Oriental who also is a student at the aviation school. Major Moto is supposed to be learning to fly, but Jimmy is sure that he is an experienced pilot and wonders just why he is attending the school. In the last episode, Jimmy finally convinced Speed that maybe something was wrong when they followed the Oriental in the air and saw him land alone in a small field away from the airport. But now it's time for Jimmy to get another flying lesson, and we take you inside the hangar of Central Flying School. Shorty Mason is standing beside an instruction plane, and Flash Lewis, the mechanic, sees him.
Hi there, Shorty. What are you doing with this ship?
Well, hello, Flash. How are you? What am I doing with the ship? Oh, just looking it over. Just inspecting it, Flash.
Well, what's the big idea? You ain't gone nowhere in it. I understand you've been grounded by the CAA, you know, for sending Jimmy Allen solo the other day.
I got a dirty deal on that, Flash. I tried to help the kid out, and what do I get for it? That big chiseler Speed Robertson sticks a knife in my back.
Yeah? If you was helping Jimmy Allen out, there ain't a dog in Georgia.
Oh, so you're on their side too, eh? Well, let me tell you something, Flash. I'm going to make Robertson take it and... Oh, well, never mind. Here comes Mike Jones. You better be acting like you're busy. Maybe you can fool him.
Don't kid yourself, Shorty. I ain't trying to fool Mike Jones or anyone. That's more than I can say for some wiseacres around here.
Say, Flash, what are you supposed to be doing now?
I come in here to inspect this ship, Mike.
Yeah, and he's been spending the last 15 minutes leaning up against it, talking to me.
Pipe down, Shorty. Have you run your morning inspection on it yet, Flash?
No, I ain't. But I'd have been through with it if this here ex-instructor of yours would do his loafing someplace beside the hangar.
Say, where do you get off telling me what to
do? Do it, Shorty. Save that for some other time. Say, Flash, let this ship go for the present. Take a look at the left magneto on my engine. It's been cutting out on me. You may have to take it off and test it.
Well, it was working all right yesterday afternoon, and the ship ain't been flowing since.
Don't argue with me. Scram over and see what's wrong with it. The ship's in the next hangar.
Then you don't want me to inspect this ship at all, Mike?
No, I'll look it over myself.
Well, okay, Mike, you're the boss. But I still can't figure out what's wrong with your left mag.
Well, Shorty, did you finish your job?
How can I finish my job with that half-wit Flash Lewis messing around here? I thought you was going to keep him out of this hangar.
I gave him a job that should have taken all morning. Well, that magneto trouble will keep him busy for a while. How much you got to do yet, Shorty?
Just this strut here. Then we're all set.
Get going. We're wasting a lot of good time. He'll be down here in 5 or 10 minutes.
I'm glad you came along. I thought I was going to have to shoot Flash to get rid of him.
Never mind the gab. Go to work.
Okay. How does that look to you? Is it good or not?
Yeah, that ought to do it. Better give it another one, though.
That's just what I was going to do.
Uh-huh. That looks okay.
You got the stuff with you?
Certainly. And I brought along some putty, too, to cover up with.
Say, if this don't do the work, I give up.
It'll do the work, all right. Don't fool yourself about that.
Yeah, but will it work fast enough? You know Robertson. He ain't leaving the ground without a parachute. And he'd just as soon take to the silk as jump off a chair.
Yeah, I know. Thought of all that. This stuff is powerful, Shorty. Begins working right now.
Yeah. But what if you get the bus out on the line and they don't show up for a half hour? Where'll you be then?
Robertson's always on time. And the kid's sitting out on the bench right now waiting for him.
Yeah, I hope you're right.
Come on, come on. Don't be worrying about my part of the play. I can handle that all right.
You've had plenty of experience, all right, Mike. Well, give me the bottle.
Here it is. Now take it easy. Remember, this stuff's got power.
I'm watching it. Hey, Mike, hold this tube steady while I give it to Works.
All right. Go ahead.
There. That ought to be enough.
It won't miss it. All right, let's get this other one.
Hold that tube steady.
I'm watching. Give it to her.
Ah, there we are. Just a little present from Shorty Mason to Speed Robertson and Jimmy Allen.
You said it, boy. Just a little surprise package from a couple of friends.
Oh, this is a perfect play. Nobody'd ever get wise to this stuff in 1,000 years.
You're telling me? Listen, Shorty, I'm not as dumb as I act.
No, I'll say not. Those fellas aren't going to pitch us curves and get away with it.
You got them puttied up, Shorty?
Just finishing the last one. There. How's that? Just take a look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a sign of a hole. Fair enough.
Hey, there's Robinson out on the line now, waiting for this ship.
Couldn't be any better. Here, get on that other wing, and we'll push it out on the line.
All right, give a heave.
Hey, Shorty, I've just been thinking.
Yeah? What's that?
You better take a duck until they take off. Wait in my office. I'll get Mac to help me roll this out.
All right, Mike. And get them into the air in a hurry.
Hey, Mac. Help me roll this ship out on the line.
Sure, Mr. Jones. Shall I get on this wing?
Yeah, that's right. Now, bear down on it.
You all ready, Jimmy? Here's the ship.
I sure am, Speed.
All right, get on your parachute.
Well, here's your airplane, boys. All ready for you.
That's fine, Mike. I feel like flying today.
Oh, boy, so do I, Speed. Are you going to let me take it off today?
Sure, you should make it take off now without any trouble. Say, Mike, where's Flash Lewis?
Jimmy, Speed tells me that you're getting to...
Where's Flash Lewis, Mike?
Oh, Flash? Oh, he must be around here. Say, come to think of it, Speed, Flash must be sick today. I haven't seen him around here all morning.
Well, I thought I saw Flash this morning when I went to ground school. He was over in the repair shop.
What do you want to see Flash about, Speed? I want to know if he ran his morning inspection on this ship.
Why, sure, the ship's all right. Fact is, I looked it over myself.
If Flash is sick and hadn't been down today, how could he run his morning inspection?
What I meant was that Mac ran the inspections this morning. He's a good mechanic, you know.
Hey, Jimmy, hand me the logbook out of that cockpit.
Sure, Speed. Here it is.
Uh-huh. Just as I thought. This logbook hadn't been initialed for today's inspection.
Well, Mac must have forgot, Speed. You see, Flash usually does that job. But say, you better get started. The wind's getting stronger. It's going to be gusty and bumpy if you don't get going.
Shall I start the engine, Speed?
Yeah. Go ahead, Jim. Now, look here, Jones. As long as I fly, any of your ships are going to be properly inspected. I'm willing to overlook this once, but from now on, you see that these ships are properly examined and the logbook initialed by the mechanic.
Sure, Speed. I'll tell the boys about that. It was just an oversight on Mac's part. Well, have a good ride.
All right, Jimmy. You take her off. And remember to keep on a little right rudder to allow for engine torque. Otherwise, you'll pull over to the left.
I'll watch her, Speed.
Okay, take her away. Smooth as an eel. Hey, you're climbing a little too steep. Throttle back your engine to cruising. Remember, never climb a ship too steep on a takeoff.
There. Is that better?
Yeah, that's real performance, Jim. Well, level off, kid, and we'll try some turns. Now put her nose on the horizon. That's the stuff. Now get your wings level. Look out there along the wing. You can tell you're level that way.
Yeah, I've noticed that when I'm flying level, the cross brace wires between the struts are just about... Speed! Speed, look at that rear strut! Why, look!
What's the matter, Jim? What strut do you mean?
That left rear strut, Speed.
But, Jimmy, I don't... Great heavens, it's coming...
Speed, that strut's broken! It's tearing loose!
Speed Robertson was right. Again, the avengeful Mike Jones has struck a blow. Will it be successful this time? Let's follow Jimmy and Speed in the disabled plane in the next episode of Jimmy Allen's Air Adventures.